Cut them.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, super saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. Yeah.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday. Tuesday, April the 20th, I think. No, 30th. Tuesday, April the 30th of 2019. And the time? The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a powerful show scheduled for today. We want to talk about, man, it's really interesting. I had scheduled the show. I thought about doing the show earlier. Then I got a call from my daughter. My oldest daughter, Sade, about an hour before the show, and wow, man, it was perfect. It was like confirmation because she was really, just a little bit of upset at the system, and she was talking about how the system is set up to beat you down mentally. She had got had made a mistake, got a DWI, and she was talking about all of the stuff that she had to go through with this DWI, with the money involved and all this stuff. And I have a couple of clients. My oldest son, B. Jola, went through the same thing. And so it's really interesting how they treated her, and they are treating her like she's a criminal. Like, I mean, it's amazing. Probation, fines, court appearances, and all of this stuff. And she was talking about her feelings and how it made her feel. And today's message is about the Constitution. Now, we live in the United States of America, and the United States of America is governed by something called a Constitution. Now, right now, you have the United States of America's Constitution. You might want to get rid of that, boo-boo, or you might want to get your own. So today, we want to talk about how to develop your own personal constitution, which is the Constitution of Success. This is kind of like an introduction for the next series, where we're going to be talking about the custodian of your energetic principles. We're going to demystify cosmology and astrology through the under, over, and understanding of the esoteric occult gnosis of knowledge. Well, the Bible says that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. So this treasure is your constitution. But see, the United States government, they wrote a constitution so that way you can declare your, you can declare the Declaration of Independence. So you have declared independence from your individual God-given constitution in exchange for the United Demonic, or the United States. States is a mental disposition. Mental dispositions are demons, the demons. So it's the United States. So you've traded in your personal constitution, if you will, for the United States of America's constitution. So you got to get that back. So today we want to talk about what the Bible says, that ruthless men retain wealth. So why is it that ruthless men retain wealth? How come, you know, nice men or loving men or kind men don't, how come they don't retain wealth? So ruthless men, not just any men. So ruthless men retain wealth. Now that's really interesting, because now we got to get into under, over, and understand why we need that disposition. We got to get into the metaphysics of wealth. We got to get into under, over, and understanding that scripture that talks about, you know, a gracious woman retains honor and a strong, ruthless man retains wealth. And so we got to get a deeper understanding of your individual constitution, because otherwise you're going to get beat down, because the system is designed to get you to forego your constitution. The system is designed to get you to abandon your mental disposition. The system is designed to wear you down slowly over time. The system is designed to replace your God-given cistern with their system. So in the Bible, it talks about that we have cisterns that can't hold water, and that's your disposition. So you got the wrong disposition. So you got to train. You got to get your disposition back, brothers and sisters. So this is a cistern. A cistern. So a cistern is like a system. And so remember, the whole purpose is to understand, why do we have the Constitution inside of the United States? So the United States government has a constitution. Why? So the United States government's constitution starts off with "We the people of the United States," in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense, to promote the general welfare, and to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. We do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, my quest that we are embarking upon today is, what is your constitution? Now, the United States of America has a constitution. How come you don't got one? So without a conscious effort to maintain your constitution, the conversation that I just had with my daughter, you will have that same problem in your life, and that is, somebody is going to attack your constitution because you don't have one. So the United States is the supreme, or the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the United States. Let me say that again. The United States is the supreme law of the United States. So the Constitution originally consists of 7 articles, originally. And then it expanded from there. But notice it, the Constitution, what is the purpose of the Constitution? Because remember, where purpose is not known, what happens? Abuse. See, where purpose is not known, abuse. Where purpose is not known, abuse. Abuse is inevitable. And every time I find somebody who is under the abuse, now remember, the true doctrine of salvation is soteriology, which we broke down on Sunday morning, which nobody has, or very few people have. So number one, most people have a false swindled version, King James version. Most people have a swindled version of the Constitution. It's called King James. Now, let me make sure you understand, because remember, what is the purpose of the Constitution? Well, we just read it. The purpose of the Constitution, it starts off with we the people. Now, remember, we the people is only the District of Columbia, and it really doesn't have nothing to do with you. We're not going to really get into the esoteric, true esoteric meaning of the Constitution, because we the people, it don't include you, boo-boo, especially if you're an Afro. If you got an Afro, if you're an Afro-American, well, you got the Afro or not. If you are melanated, it doesn't include you, boo-boo. You're not part of we the people. And if you don't live in the District of Columbia, now, if you're outside of the District of Columbia, don't include you either, boo-boo. But, you know, that's another study for another time. But it starts off with saying we the people of the United States. Number one, you need to have your own constitution for and of your mind, heart, and gut. You have to have your United States. In other words, you got to be united. See, right now, you, yourself, and I, y'all three, y'all probably not on the same page. Your head is saying one thing, your heart is saying something totally else, and your gut, you ain't even listening to your gut. Your intuition is gone. So now remember, the Constitution was established in order to form a more perfect union. See, right now, your union is not perfect. So when my daughter called me this morning and she was going through and she went and talked to her lawyer about, you know, some incident, an unfortunate incident that happened, you know, ago, and she's still going through it. And it's all about money and time. And she was like, Dad, I don't understand. I need you to explain to me, how did you work in the prison system? Because my daughter spent the night in jail and she's traumatized. Because the lawyer is telling her, hey, you can go back to jail and, you know, stay 3 or 4 days or what have you, or you can just pay to get probation and, you know, pay the fine. And my daughter's like, but I've never had any contact with law enforcement. I'm not a criminal. Why y'all treating me like I'm a criminal? What do you mean probation? What are you talking about? I wasn't even drunk that night. I got stopped. I got stopped for speeding. I just, you know, like I told all my kids, and like I would tell you, anything that you say can and will. It was New Year's Eve night, and they got the video. She passed the sobriety test and everything. But she said out of her own mouth, I had a few drinks. That was an admission of guilt. So if she had not said that, probably would be case closed. But because she said, now remember, anything that you say, that's why you never talk to cops. As an ex-cop, you should never talk to people like me. Because anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. So you gotta form a perfect union. And so most people, they don't have a perfect union. They got a union, but it's not perfect because they didn't read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, which is why I keep saying it for the last 20 years. I'm going to say it for the next 20, and then after that, I'm going to say it for another 20. I don't care where you got. I don't care where you go. I don't care who you talk to. I don't care how many degrees you got. I don't care how much money you got. If you do not understand Hebrews 6:1, it's not going to fare well for you vibrationally, boo boo. You're going to be somebody's vibrational bitch. I'm just keeping it real. And the inability to understand Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 is the number one problem in the world today, and it's the thing that keeps you from wealth, health, wisdom, and a relationship. It's the only thing that keeps you from walking into a room and owning it. I don't care what. You can be the freaking janitor, But you walk into the room, everybody will stop and they will ask, who is that? Why are they pushing the broom? And then they're going to pull you over to the side after the meeting and they're going to offer you a position. You don't even have to apply. You're going to attract wealth. Wealth will find you and wealth will jump on you. Wealth will find you and wealth will jump. Now, again, we're not just talking about wealth. We're talking about a mental disposition. Now remember, I couldn't have scripted this any better if I had wrote the script myself. Because an hour before the show today, I got that call from my daughter, who was really upset after talking to her lawyer. She said, Dad, I worked so hard, build my business, my dream wedding, dream car, dream house. We just moved into a new house. Everything going good. Soon as everything, my mental disposition got hit because they said, hey, you can go to jail. The lawyer called, hey, you can go to jail or you can go probation for a year. And you got to pay court costs. She said, I didn't even do nothing. Like, what if I actually did a crime? So she doesn't understand the system. And like my daughter, when it comes to this, many people don't understand the system that we are in mentally. And so when people ask everybody, my daughter said, Dad, I just want to take a break. Everybody wants to go on vacation. Everybody wants a mental break. Why? Because they're not in their mental lane. See, your position protects you from mental strain. The reason that I don't have mental stress is because I'm not playing the mental game. I do not play the mental game. I do not play the vibrational game. I do not play the energy game. So everybody's playing a game. Now, see, you probably don't know this, so that's why I'm doing this today's show, so that you can understand that you are in a war, unless you understand Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, which very few people understand. I've been saying it for 20 years. Let me read it again. It says, therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and let us go on to maturity. Now, maturity, what did the Constitution say? The Constitution of the United States says we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. So the reason that there is no perfect unions, whether the union is marriage, whether the union is job, whether the union is your exercise routine, whether the union is your diet, whether the union is your business, it's not perfect. So the reason that it's not perfect, though, is because we, the people of the United States, you're not united. Your mental dispositions are not united. So now, remember, we already broke down the word states, but just let me make sure I remind you, because if you don't do this, a lawyer can call, and then you got to call somebody like me. Because remember, I'm a peak performance coach. You know, the thing that I like about the word science and the word occult and the word, you know, like solar deities and all of these words that, you know, that used to be demonized. The word science comes from the word sire. You know, the word sire simply means to sow. So science is the ability to sow a mental disposition. It's the ability to over, under, and understand the, not a. See, science is the mineral consciousness that inhabits a clay body. Science, the new series that we're starting, which I should be talking about, the new series starts, what is Friday? Thursday or Friday. So it's like May the 3rd or 4th. I'll be pronouncing, if you will, that series. And that is the title of the series is called The Custodians of Energy. And remember, it's I-N-N-E-R-G. That means the inner God. Custodians of the inner God. We're going to talk about the principles of, now you are the custodian of principles that was given to you by God. God is entrusting you with certain attributes. The Bible says it this way: we have this treasure hidden in jars of clay. That's you, boo-boo. So inside of you is something that is so powerful that when my daughter called me and she said, my husband said, why you push so hard? And then her daughter, my little granddaughter, Sienna, asked mama for a new toy. Now, I don't know. Now, That girl has, which I've told my daughter, like, I don't know what you're going to do when she turns 18. Because the birthdays and the presents that you are buying her now are what I would have bought you when you was 18. So you got to go up. Like, you set the bar so high. And so Sienna was doing to her what she does to herself. And so she was looking in the mirror. And so Sienna got a brand new toy. She played with that toy for about 10 minutes. She put it down and said, "Mama, I won't." And I said, "Charlie, that's exactly what you do." And she said, "Your dad, but that's stressful." So I asked her, "Well, Charlie, why do you feel stress? What is stressful?" And she said, "This constant push." So I asked her the question, and the question I'm asking you today, so why do you put that stress on you? So I'm going to ask you the question today. Why do you put that question? Why do you put that stress on you? And she said, just life in general is stressful. Just living. If you wake up in the morning, it's stress. And then she went back to the same question. It's like, "Dad, I don't understand. I remember when I was a little girl, and I remember you used to come home. I could tell you was stressed when you worked in the prison. That's the only time I seen you stressed. I could see it on your face. I saw how you interacted. I saw how you treated us." And she said, "What was it about working in the prison that brought you stress?" So I had to break it down, and you guys have heard the story 1,000 times. If you want to see the devil incarnate, go to a Supermax prison. You will find the devil there. Guaranteed. Now remember, it's not because my daughter had that same feeling the night that she spent one night. She spent one night in jail, and that changed her whole vibration. Why? States. So what is a state? A state is the condition of a person, place, or thing. The state is a mental disposition. So my question to you is, what is your mental disposition? So your mental disposition is under attack. So right now, things happen that affect your mental disposition. Now, you may woke up this morning and you're feeling very happy, go lucky, and you're very upbeat. But guess what? Tomorrow, something's going to happen. So what is going to be your mental? What is your response? Well, the word state actually means it has to do with main attributes. So the word state means that there are certain attributes that are maintained. Now, remember, I talked about innatism. And I've been talking about that because now, as I talk with my private members in our private life management course, your mental disposition is under attack, whether you know it or not. So right now, you have a goal. And your goal could come to you in multiple different roles. But you are expecting your goal to come through, let's say, channel A. But the goal comes through channel Z. So because the goal, you achieved the goal. But it came to you in a different role. That causes stress. Because it was, again, unrealistic expectation, misplaced dependencies. What does that mean, though? That means that I'm expecting something to happen this way. So if you are at a job and you're expecting to get paid on Thursday and you don't get paid on Thursday, you got everything set up to you know, come out of your account on Thursday, how do you feel? Because your expectations were not met. So that means you got to have a mental disposition in place to handle unrealistic expectations and misplaced dependencies. If you don't have that, then you're not what the Bible calls mature. See, maturity is the ability to process different situations and different events. But how do you process those different situations and different events? So my daughter was not expecting this certain things to happen, and they did. So they caught her off guard. They were unexpected. So when things happen to your life that is not expected, then the way by which you arrive at truth is not the way that you planned. And so you have to establish a mental disposition that allows you to maintain your constitution of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. What does that mean? That means that you must be the custodian. That means you must be the custodian of an energetic principle or frequency, a wave of vibration. So that's the next series that we're talking about, is we're talking about those principles. But for today's message, you got to understand exactly what the Constitution says. You got to have your own personal, private United States Constitution. And your Constitution was given to you by source, and I revealed it to you already, and we're going to reveal it to you again today. Now, remember, in our Constitution of the United States, it says we the people, but it doesn't include you, especially if you're an African-American. And it doesn't include you unless you live in the state of Delaware. I'm sorry, the District of Columbia. So remember, the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, we do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So you got to establish a Constitution for your mind, your heart, and your gut. So we the people, now you got to replace that word we the people with me, myself, and I. So if you do not have your own constitution, this is called your mental disposition. This is actually a part of your operating statement. So now everybody that's a part of the life management system, you already have this done because we went through this and you know where you get your operating statement from, which is based upon your life optimization chart, which is your life optimization circle. Now I talk to people every day and I used to try to convince people of the significance of the Dear Kinnear Report and the life optimization chart. Now, because everybody I meet is stressed. Everybody is disappointed. Now, I like when people say, well, not me, Doc. Life is good, brother. I'm living my best life now. They sound like, Joel Osteen. And I know that's fake. That's called fake happy. Now, I've been there, done that. I used to be that fake happy, too. It wasn't authentic because I didn't believe that it was achievable. I did not believe that you could have your cake and you could eat it, too. I didn't believe it because I didn't see it. I didn't see nobody that was authentically happy in all four areas. So I figured it didn't exist. And so now I know that's a lie. You must hold it in your head first before you can hold it in your hands second. So let me make sure you understand. The enemy is going to attack your head. He's not going to attack what you got in your hands. The enemy being this harmonious arrangement. Your enemy is the Constitution of the United States. Now, I know you think that you are a member. You think when they say we the people, you think that includes you. I know. I used to think that, too. Now, if you're black, you should have never thought that. But, you know, I didn't know nothing about black history when I was growing up. So I thought that, you know, that when it says we the people, that it meant me. I didn't read Dred Scott. I didn't understand we consider 3/5 of the human and all of that good stuff. But now I understand. But that has nothing to do with my personal life. It has nothing to do with my personal wealth, my personal health, my personal wisdom, and my personal relationship with myself, with my God, and with other people. So my personal wealth was not at the level that I wanted it to be. And I asked Source, how come? And Source said, because you don't demand it to be. Well, how do I demand wealth? How do I attract the level of wealth that I want? And that the Bible says that you must, again, act as if. We call that faith. Okay, how do we do that, though? Where do we get our faith from? Okay, faith in God. Okay, what is God? Okay, God is the innate attributes and characteristics that's downloaded into you. Now, remember, we broke down the word Christ already, which means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. So your power comes from your office. Oh, you don't know what your office is. Okay, well, you got a problem, boo-boo. Because, see, without knowing your office, now remember, Jesus Christ got his power from his position. His position was the Christ. So you get your power from your position. So if you don't know your position, then you ain't got no power. So I was talking to my daughter, and I was explaining to her that, hey, you got a bunch of fives in your chart. So everything that you're doing is for that. And she just started laughing because she knew that what I was saying was the truth, because she don't necessarily do the things. Neither do you. The things that you are doing is not for the things. You don't go to work for the job. You go to work for the benefits of the job. Now, let me let it marinate for a minute. It's going to take a moment because you think that you love your job. You don't. See, I don't love money. I love the benefits of money. I'm not interested in. See, if I loved money, I would get money and I would stack it up in my house. I would kiss it. I would sleep with it. I would drive around in my car. It would be money. I don't want no money. What does money do? Having money does what? Okay, having money gives me access to certain things. Having money allows me to pay for certain things. Having money allows me to travel and do certain things. So I'm not interested in money. I'm interested in the benefits of money. I'm interested in the attributes and the characteristics of money. I'm not interested in learning my Dear Kinnear report. I'm not interested in my life path number 6. I cannot pay my light bill with the life path number 6. But I can pay my light bill when I understand what the number 6 means. The substance. See, right now you got a symbol. See, most black people, we got a symbol of wealth, but we don't have wealth. We got a symbol. We got a car, that's a symbol. We got a house, that's a symbol. We got a chain on our neck, that's a symbol. We got nice clothes, but is the stuff you have worth more than the money in your bank? Let me say it again. Do you got more money in the bank than you got clothes and stuff on your back? That's reverse wealth. That's what most black people got. We don't really have real wealth because we haven't seen it modeled in front of us. So we got to establish a new constitution. We got to rewrite the constitution. How do we rewrite the constitution? Well, thankfully, the constitution is already written for you. So my job, I'm a peak performance coach. So I help people perform at their peak. Now, everybody's performing already. You're doing good. You're off the hizzle for shizzle. Everybody understands. Now that you're doing good, now you can do gooder. And then you can do your goodest, which is where I'm going. So everybody want to be, you know, the operating environment at the highest possible level, you got to write your own constitution. So your constitution starts with me, myself, and I. In order to form a more perfect union, and the United States says establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide the common defense, blah, 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 blah. Yours should read like mine. Now, since I didn't get the approval to use somebody else's numbers, everybody knows that's a member of the Life Management System in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Your 12 numbers that activate the 12 cranial nerves in the top of your brain called the circle of Willis. If you are new and you've never heard what I'm about to say, please write this down. It'll change your constitution. It'll change your life. And then when something happens in your life, you go to job and they say, hey, we thank you for your service. We know you've been with us for 20 years. Unfortunately, we're closing your department, and they don't give you no advance notice. You don't got no money in your 401k. You've been living paycheck to paycheck. 20 years on your job, you walk in, and one day you do nothing wrong. It is totally unjustified. They just doing away with your department. How do you feel? Now, me, I would feel just like anybody else. I'll feel a little like, what? Why? Can I transfer to another department? I'm sorry, we can't. We don't need your services any longer. Now, it'll take me about 5 minutes. Now, everybody else, it may take them a couple of years. Well, maybe, let me rephrase that. Maybe a couple of months. And then I remember that I have a process in place to produce money. And let's say I go to the doctor. And the doctor sits me down in a chair, takes my blood pressure, and says, oh, man, dude, you got high blood pressure. He takes my cholesterol levels, and says, oh, snap, your cholesterol level is off the hizzle for shizzle. They take my blood sugar level, like, what's going on? And they say, hey, doc, man, you got ABC disease. And ABC disease is incurable. We give you 3 months to live. Now, if I don't have a constitution, I'm going to be like, oh, man, what the am I going to do? So I may go home and doc say, well, we can't do nothing. I'm going to say, hey, doc, are you sure? Is there any new? Is there anybody? I'm going to go get a second opinion. Then I'm going to go get a second opinion. And they say, hey, I'm sorry, man. That is correct. You got ABC disease. ABC disease is incurable. Everybody who gets ABC disease, 6 months from the time they get ABC disease, they're dead. You will be dead in 6 months. Now, for the average Joe, that's a death sentence. For me, it hit me for about 5 minutes. Then after that, I know I got a process in place by which to override any statement that is made Now, this is called epigenetics. This is already biologically proven. Everybody that's a member of my life management system, you already know because you went through my theocentric nutrition. And you already know, based upon my book, Neurotheology, that you must hold it in your head before you put it in your mouth. You already know that your mood is your food. You already know that it's called mind over matter. You already know programmable matter. You already know that your data establishes your matter. And if anything is in your matter, you can change it with your data. Now, if you don't know that, then you got a death sentence. Your constitution is weak. See, you have not formed a more perfect union in order to establish justice and ensure domestic tranquility. That's called peace, homie. To provide a common defense. You ain't got no defense. And to promote the general welfare and to secure the blessings. They say blessings. I like blessings because blissful means the joy of heaven downloaded into the freaking body of a man or a woman. I like that. That dog hunts. So you can secure the blessings of liberty to others and posterity. That means duckies. We do ordain and establish. See, the Bible says it this way. Call those things that are not as though they were. That's called ordain. That means declare and decree. The Bible says you can do that. You can declare it and you can decree. Now, I don't know about you, boo-boo. I can say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And the Bible says, according to the faith, it is done unto you. So you got to establish. We establish this constitution for. So the constitution is for your body. It's for you, boo-boo. It's for your wealth, your health, your wisdom, and your relationship. So you must have a constitution. It must have a personal constitution. Okay, doc, that's great. You keep saying it, man, but where do we get it from, homie? Ooh, I'm so glad you asked. So thankfully, source code, that's prime creator. That's the big G. That's not the little G. That's the big G. The big G downloaded. He put the offspark. Remember the movie, the Transformers? All you need is just a little piece of the offspark, and it create new life. Remember Optimus Prime? They looked for the offspark. It was that little cube. They needed a piece of it. Well, guess what? Source code put a piece of himself inside of you. That's called the offspark. You got it. The Bible says it this way. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. The hope of the glow ray. That's the ray that glows. So there's a ray of light that glows. Guess where it's at? It's inside of you. Oh, you think it's at Ebenezer Baptist. Oh, man. So every Sunday you go over to Ebenezer Baptist looking for the offspark. You don't know that the offspark is inside of you. So, oh, you go out there in the woods and you part of this, nature cult, and y'all like hugging trees. So you go out there and you hug a tree, and you think that hugging that tree is going to do something for you. Oh, no, you're part of the Wicca movement, and you think that getting sage and burning sage in your house is going to get rid of them evil spirits. You know you the evil spirit. So you got a technique. Oh, you ain't got no technique. You got a trinket. Oh, no trinket. You got some technology. You got one of them T's. You got a technique. You got a trinket. Or you got some technology. Which one you got, boo-boo? Now, if you don't get rid of that and get you a disposition, a ruling disposition, you in trouble. Because according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, it says, let us stop. Now, I know this is going to be really tough. Y'all got y'all water ready? Everybody take a sip of water. I know it's going to be tough on you. Trust me, boo-boo, I've been there, done that too. So it says in the New Living Translation, let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature. What are we doing, brothers? What are we doing, sisters? We are becoming mature. Well, let me rephrase that. I am becoming mature. Now, it didn't say that we're becoming moral. It said that we are becoming mature. And so your ability to become mature. Now, you should be asking yourself, how do I become mature? Well, faith cometh by hearing. That's called maturity. Maturity comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, if you listen to the show that I did on Sunday, you already know that Jesus is the word made flesh and he dwells among men, which means logos, L-O-G-O-S, which means vocare, which is what I'm doing right now. So words create worlds. So you develop your constitution by using words that was given to you by the word. So the word become flesh. So your words become flesh based upon your numbers. Now you should be asking yourself, well, that sounds great, Brother Will, but what are you talking about? Well, you got your life optimization circle, your life optimization chart. If you're not a member of the Life Management System, you need to email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com so we can get you on board. So that way you can build your constitution. You can write your own constitution. So let's say your numbers are 5514. So if your numbers are 5514, then you know that the numbers outside of the number 5, in this case, let's say it's number 3-2. So when you write in your constitution, instead of in order to form a more perfect union to establish justice and ensure domestic tranquility, you are 3 will, in order to form a perfect union, establish creativity, peace, and freedom. Why would we say creativity, peace, and freedom? Because your 5 comes from the number 3-2. So your constitution is already written for you by source code. Now let's say for some strange stretch of the imagination, you're having difficulty over, under, and understanding the 3, the 2, and the 5. Well, that's when you go and you do what my daughter did this. I didn't even tell her. So she said that when I'm driving, she said, when I started, all of the clients, children that was a part of DDA, Dynasty Dance Academy, they lived in neighborhoods. I used to drive through that neighborhood, and I used to look at those big houses in that neighborhood. And I would, on my way, I would do my class, and I would drive out of that neighborhood, and I would go back to my apartment. Today, my daughter lives in that neighborhood. And I didn't even get an opportunity to ask her, but she told me, I remember when I used to drive through this neighborhood, and I used to admire this neighborhood. And I looked up to the people that lived in this neighborhood. Now I'm in this neighborhood. So when my constitution, when my ego, when the enemy attacks me and says, you ain't shiznit. When I'm feeling a little down, when I'm feeling a little depressed, when I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, when I want to quit, when I'm feeling a little stressed, when I'm driving to that neighborhood, I tell her, like I told her, hey, I got my 2009 Camaro in my driveway. I didn't buy that Camaro because I needed a new car. And my daughter told me this morning, Dad, I remember when I was a little girl and we used to drive through the neighborhoods. And you told us why we were driving through those neighborhoods. Because we were building our faith. We was establishing our mental disposition. We was establishing our constitution. So let me make sure you understand, my brother. Let me make sure you understand, my sister, because I don't know, you may still have the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights that was given to you by the United States government, but you need to replace the United States Constitution with your own. You need to have a Declaration of Inclusion instead of a Declaration of Independence. You should write, everybody on this call, you should have your own Declaration of Inclusion or a Declaration of Innateism. Now, maybe you haven't been listening to the shows, because I've been on this theme all week, because the one thing that I'm noticing is a lack of a mental disposition. I'm noticing that there's a lot of clients that when they get hit, they get knocked down, they stay down too long. Now, remember, you're going to get hit. You're going to get knocked down. I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. Get hit. Get knocked down. Stay down there. Now, remember, you got a 10 count. You can stay down there all the way up until 9.9. But when the referee is counting you out, 1, 2, 3, 4, before he gets to 10, you need to get up on your feet, homie. How? Innateism. So the ability to go inside, this is the understanding that the mind is born. Let me say that again. The mind, the will, the emotion, the master's intellect is born. How is it born? It's not born with a blank slate like they told you. It's born with innate attributes and characteristics from source code. You need to know that. See, right now, you don't know that. And then even if you know it, like I was telling my daughter said, but that I know this, but I didn't know that I was already living it. I thought I had to go get it. And then she remembered, you know what? Guess what? I'm already successful. I'm not trying to be successful. I'm already in this neighborhood that I used to look at and admire. I'm already driving a brand new car. I'm already everything that she's trying to do, she's already done. So you got to remind yourself of yourself. Because right now you've just forgotten that you are begotten. See, we all have forgotten that we are begotten. And so it is through the declaration of inclusion or the declaration of innate. That means I am going to declare whatever is inside of me. So those numbers that I gave that we're just discussing, those are the numbers of my daughter. And so this morning when I was having this conversation with my daughter, I didn't have to tell her anything. She told me that I am a leader. I'm a hardworking leader. But I'm a hardworking leader because I enjoy freedom. I enjoy fun. I enjoy adventure. Because that is her constitution. So you don't have to make up a constitution. You don't have to think about, okay, what type of a constitution. All you got to do is realize and align yourself with the constitution. And the constitution is inside of you because we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, you should be saying the most important question of all these questions that we are answering today is, okay, the word united, the word states, united means, again, joined together. So all of the neurons in your brain, how many neurons do you got in your brain? Now, I've already asked everybody to go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in the look up a neuron. Just type a neuron and click images, and it looks like a little person. Look at the dendrites and look at the axons, the neurons that fire together, wire together. So right now, your neurons are not united. You are a bad CEO. Now, I like talking to CEOs because most CEOs, and they're not supposed to because, again, that's not their job. A lot of CEOs don't have spiritual knowledge, and they're not supposed to. They're usually fours or eights. Very few CEOs are, you know, sevens or 11s or 33s. But all through history, I love the movie King Arthur and the Legend of the Sword, the new one, not the old one. That way the old one's good too. But King Arthur, he wasn't the bee's knees. King Arthur was bad. Don't get me wrong. He pulled the sword out of stone. You know, King Arthur was a bad dude. But you know who made King Arthur? Merlin. Now, it's interesting that every president has a spiritual advisor. And the president is only as good as his advisor. See, most people, they never know, they never see the silent partner behind the president. Or look at the Catholic Church. The Pope, he don't run anything. It's the black Pope that tells the Pope what to do. So the Pope is just a public figure. The person who's running the show behind the scenes is somebody who understands energy work. Because, see, everything is done in the spirit realm first before it ever manifests in the physical. Now, the spirit realm, that is the states realm. See, that's where I hang out. See, I don't even really live in the physical. I live in the spiritual. See, very few people understand how to unite the spirit, how to be one in the spirit. Oh, now we can do a lot of shiznits, but unless you are one in the spirit, unless all of the axions in your brain are on the same freaking team, unless your head, your heart, and your gut is one, you're done. You have no vision. And where there is no vision, people run buck wild. You show me an organization at work, I'm going to show you an organization with no vision. Or no united vision, meaning the people have not come together. The word united means to produce the uniting of persons in harmony. See, you are only as good as your ability to bring up harmony inside of yourself and then harmony inside of everybody else. So what I do all day is I help people become whole. This is called cladonomics. This is module one of my life management system. Behavioral cladonomics. This is behavioral modification. So every person that I know, they have a behavioral problem, but it doesn't manifest. Do you know that most, the more moral you are, usually the more behavioral problems, the more spiritually, the more spiritually inept you are. See, spiritual innateism, very rare. Spiritual innateism is the ability to sire. Sire, again, means science. Science means to discern. See, so the word united, which comes before the word states, the word united means that, first of all, you got to form a single unit in the brain. The word united, again, means union. It means a combination. It means something that is joined together. Now, remember, you got to have a united constitution, because there's going to be wilds. There's going to be fiery darts. There's going to be things that's going to happen. So what is the integrity of your unity? How close is your bond, brother? How close is your bond to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship? See, the word united comes from the Latin word U-I-N-T-U-S. It comes from the Greek U-N-I-R-E or U-N-U-S. It means one. The word united means one. So the United States is a bunch of states that come together and they are one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So if you are not one, you can't expect me to be one. So I can always tell if a, now remember, you are CEO. You are the chief executive officer of You Incorporated. So you are the chief executive officer of 100 trillion, quadrillion, million neurons in your brain. And all of them neurons, they're running around buck wild. Why? You ain't got no vision. And so you want me to follow you, and you're not even following yourself. Now, let me make sure you understand, because see, everybody has neurons in their brain. This is called neuropathy or neuropathy. Neuro on a path. All of your neurons should be walking the same freaking path, or you're gonna suffer neuropathy. Do you know what neuropathy is? It's a nerve damage. It is numbness or pain due to the fact of your nervous system is sending mixed information from the brain and the spinal cord. It means your central nervous system is not central. So you're going to suffer pain. So this damage usually manifests in your hands and in your feet. Why? Because they're supposed to work together. But when they're not working together, it triggers. So neuropathy is the result of a lack of union or oneness in the body. So your job, now remember, every disease is a result of a spiritual disease. So every physical disease is a result of a spiritual disease, meaning that you're not one in the spirit. So my job is to assist you with becoming one. How do I do that? Show you you. So why would you want to be anyone else? And then after I show you you, when you get hit, you're going to have a response like my daughter had, which was, man, I don't know. Life is hard. So like I told her, why is life hard? Well, life is hard because what? There's something that is denying me for my payment. Now, in my daughter's case, she's a 5. So she works not for money, but for freedom. Now, I'm a 6. I work not for money. I work for compassion. What are you? If you're a 1, you don't work for money. You work for independence. If you're a 2, you don't work for money. You work for peace. If you're a 3, you don't work for money. You work for creativity. If you're a 4, you don't work for money. You work for dependability, responsibility. So if you don't feel like you, if you don't, if you can't complete what you start, and if you're a four, you feel like a failure. You can have, you can be a multi-billionaire. But if you start a project and it fails, why do you think the enemy is going to attack you if you're a four in the area of completing you? So you make a promise to yourself and you don't finish it. Guess what? In your brain, you're not united, because all of your sales, they only get paid when you finish. Fours must finish. If they don't, if they start a bunch of stuff and they don't finish it, they're failures in their own head. No union. Fives, which we just said, freedom. You do all the work, but if somebody micromanages you, they over your shoulder, they're watching you, they don't give you freedom to be you, you don't feel one. If you're six like me, and you don't have the ability to love, if you're six like me, you'll notice you're gonna, there's always gonna be people around you that's gonna question why you being you, meaning why you loving everybody? Just love me. Bump everybody else. Now, if you're 33, oh man, you better have a ruling disposition. You better have a United States. You better have, that's why I'm doing today's show. Because guess what? You're gonna be on a constant attack. Because you're 33, you're an 11, you're 22, and you're 33. Because 1 + 2 = 3. So that's cosmic consciousness. It's not individual. So I don't get paid unless everybody feels what I feel. Why y'all think I do 3 shows a day? Why y'all think I'm so driven? I'm not driven just for personal, just for one person. I want everybody to feel loved. I want everybody to feel valued. I want everybody to feel respected. Do you know how hard it is to be married to somebody like me? I give my wife mad respect. Why? Dad, I ain't found no other woman that can live with me. My wife is the only one. That's why I married her. You know how my wife must feel while I'm out making everybody else feel good? I've not met no woman that could do that other than my wife. Because guess what? Every woman I've ever talked to, they don't feel loved, valued, and respected. Because I'm out making everybody else feel loved, valued, and respected. It takes a very strong, confident woman to walk next to me. So that is why you must know the calling. And I remember my sister telling my wife, do you know his calling? Because my sister was trying to tell her, this dude is called to the globe. So do you know your, now remember, we're talking about your constitution, not mine. Do you know your constitution? Because if you don't know your constitution, there is no union. And if there's no union, you open them for attack. And people are going to come in and they're going to destroy your house. And you're going to have confusion in your head. And therefore, you're not going to be attractive. You're not going to be a magnet. And people are not going to be drawn to you because they don't understand you, because you don't understand yourself. Now, remember, for the first 50 years of my life, I was trying to fit into a box that's not mine. And I was trying not to help other people when God had called and gifted me to help people. Because I was a people who didn't understand my freaking calling. Because I didn't understand my freaking calling. To the degree that I understand myself, that's the degree that everybody else can understand me. So I had to write my own constitution. That's why I'm doing today's show. Now, regardless of how anybody else feels, I know that that is not real. Because how you feel is not real for me. It's just real for you. Because guess what? Your perception is your reality, not mine, because I got my constitution already. So the enemy will always attack your constitution, but it's not the enemy. It's just you. Like I told my daughter, as she answered her own questions, as we was having this conversation this morning, your constitution is under attack by you. Why? She's a one. She's a four, hard worker, one. Y'all saw the wedding, right? Y'all saw my daughter's wedding. It was something out of a freaking Hollywood movie. I've been to a lot of weddings. I've seen a lot of weddings. The Kardashians' wedding wasn't better than my daughter's wedding. My daughter dropped a grip of money on that wedding. But you know what she told me? I wanted to do it right. And I wanted to do it the way I do it. That's a leader. So I understand now. I was like, girl, give me a high five. I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. No, I wouldn't have done it. But I'm not going to tell somebody not to be them. That's her constitution. That's how she gets paid. Now, the number seven, how do you get paid? So sevens, they don't work for money. Sevens work for logic, reason and logic. It's called intelligence. So if a seven does not feel intelligent with what they're doing, they feel stressed. They're not getting paid. They're doing all this work in there. What you mean to tell me, is there anybody listening to me that will go work a 40-hour job and not get paid? Exactly. So why are you doing it to yourself? You better know your payment. Most people, they don't know how they get paid. It's like that whole book that talk about the different love languages. If you don't know your mate's love language, you loving them, but you giving them, you loving them in the wrong language, the wrong way. So you paying me, now if I'm in Mexico, I need to get paid in pesos. Let's say you give me dollars and there is no conversion. I can't spend them dollars in Mexico. So I need pesos, please. Thank you very much. That's what's going on. So we left off with, what do we left? Seven, so number eight. So if you're an eight, they got to get paid in good decisions. An eight is an executive. So if you are an eight, life path number, that's your payoff. They must get paid. They must walk away feeling like they are a good decision maker. So if you are an eight and you are in an environment where your decisions are not being perceived as being valuable and worthy and good, you got to keep doing it. You're going to be stressed because you're working and you're not getting paid. Nobody likes to work and not get paid. Let me say that again. Nobody likes to work and not get paid. Number nine, oh, man, you're royalty. So if a nine doesn't feel like elegant and stylish, they do everything so that way they can feel. I joke around all the time with Jay Money because of, you know, being a nine. Always doing things so that way you look good. That's their payment. That's the payoff. So they don't work for money. They work for the feeling of feeling elegant and stylish. What if you're an 11? You do everything. If you're an 11, you do everything for what? Psychic ability. What is psychic ability? Energy. What is energy? The ability to perceive. What is the ability to perceive? The ability to feel. We call it empathy. So if you're an 11, you are an empath. So your payment is empathic. Now remember, that's a dark side to every payment. Meaning, what happens if the payment is early or it's late or it's twisted? It's in a package that you can perceive it. That's the same thing as misapplied payment. So you got paid, but they applied your payment to a bill that you did not want to pay. There's a lot of 11s that they're getting paid, but they take that energy because it's coming to them in a form that they're not expecting, and they redirect the energy. They say, oh, this energy is not for me. They send it somewhere else. And they miss. They're still waiting for the payment. They already got paid. Pretty much all 11s I know, they got misapplied energy. It's a misapplication of energy. The energy is coming, but it's perceived as negative. It's perceived as evil. It's perceived as this. It's not perceived because guess what? Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It just transformed. So guess what, 11? You can change energy in any form you want. That's why 11 is the most powerful number on the planet. Other than maybe the zero. Why? 11s are energy workers. They do what I do. They transfer energy. So I can send evil, and 11 can take that evil, and they can turn it in. They can take what the devil meant for evil and turn it into good. That's what God does. That's what 11s do. What if you're a 22? So if you're a 22, you're a master builder. Now, I sit back, and my wife is a 22. Now, this is what 22s do. Now, remember, 22s are foundationals. You take the number four, turn it upside down. It's a chair. 22s, their flaw, they're too loyal. They don't budge. They sit. Once they build a foundation, it's a foundation. It ain't moving. They are immovable. That's called stubborn. Stubborn. Can be. Now, it's good if they stuck on the right thing. What happens if you put a 22 in the wrong occupation or the wrong place? They got very difficulty moving because they're foundational. 22s build, and they build. They are stable. They're dependable. They're loyal. They are foundational. So their payment comes from stability and loyalty. So if you're not stable, and if you're not dependable, and if you're not loyal, then they don't feel like they're getting paid, meaning that you're disrespecting them. And I'm a 33. What is a 33? Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness. Christ is just another love for the oil. Oil is another word for ointment. Ointment is another word for salve. Salve is another word for salvation. Salvation is another word for, again, like caring or compassion. So this is the salve consciousness. So what the way that I get paid is when you are aware of my feelings and other people's feelings. When I find somebody that does things and they are not considerate of other people, then I feel really, 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 really disrespected. And that's when the old Willie comes back. And I have to be very careful because a lot of people, they don't know me. And what do I mean? So I can go somewhere and I talk to, you know, me and my wife have this conversation all the time. That's why I raised my kids the way that I raised them. So my kids know when we go out in public, we don't do no show, no display. I don't want no unnecessary attention unless you're doing something good. So I reward good behavior, not bad behavior. So that I already knew. And so that's one of the things that my wife actually had to help me with because I'm not comfortable with attention unless it's good attention for a reward for doing something loving, something kind, helping an old lady cross the street, open up a door, doing things like that. That draws attention. Why? That's consciousness. It's awareness of my love. That's why I get paid. So the enemy always attacks me in that area. How? He will make or use things to try to make me feel like I'm not who I am. That's how he attacks you. So you got to know your constitution. So I know my intention. Now, people will take my intention and they say that is evil. Well, my intention, see, man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. But I got to know that. Other people don't. So I don't care if other people think I'm a dog. I don't care if other people don't understand me. I understand me. I know why I overpromise sometimes and I underdeliver sometimes because I got a heart of gold that want to love everybody, but I can't. The number one key to failure is trying to please everybody. So I know that about myself, so I don't beat myself up when something falls through the cracks. So I let go of trying to be perfect. So you can read my book, you will find an error. So then you got to call and text me, hey, doc, you know, on page 35 of your book, you put the word A-R-E and it should be O-R. I don't give up. Now, if once I become a billionaire, I hire an editor and I let them worry with that. Me, I'm just spreading love. I'm not a English major. I'm a love major. But I know that, but you don't. So you're going to send me a text or an email because you find an error and I misspelled word or something. Now, that used to affect me because I didn't have my constitution. Now I got my constitution, so I know me. So I know my emphasis is on love because I'm a 33. My emphasis is not on grammar. I'm not an English major. So I don't care if there's errors in my books. Now, I will eventually, but as for right now, I bloom where I'm planted. I'm not going to wait until I get there. I'm going to bloom now. So your job is to know you. So that way, when somebody attacks you, you look at your chart and say, no, that's not me, boo-boo. So, yeah, that's just how you interpret me. But that's not what my intention. That is not the energy that I sent out. That's the energy that you received. So the way that you build your constitution is you take those 12 numbers that I gave you inside of your Dear Kinnear report and your life optimization chart, and you take those numbers and you know those numbers backwards and forwards. Not the number, but the substance behind the number. What does that mean? That means that you should know every attribute and characteristics that was given to you by source code because that established your disposition. That's your constitution. So now, guess what? You can write your own preamblem to your own constitution, and you can come up with your own 12 articles in your constitution. What are the 12 articles? Well, everybody remembers it's called a business plan. Everybody got that. There's nobody that's a part of the life management system because, again, we're just rehashing what we've already said. So let's close with your constitution. So if you take out your circle, and remember Sister Addie gave everybody this one-word document. So that way, make it real simple because y'all know I can be a little wordy sometimes. So everybody has this one-word document, and it goes through the first four words. That's the preamble. Because the preamble, now we've already went through the whole thing, so for the sake of time, we're not going to go through the whole life optimization circle again. But those first four numbers are your preamble statement. Now, that's called your executive summary in your business plan. In your constitution, that's called your preamble. That's the statement, if you will, of purpose. That is every time you're having a bad day, every time you're feeling off, every time you're under attack, every time, like when my daughter called me this morning, I just listened. She just talked herself through because she already know. When she calls me, she already know what I'm going to say. I'm just going to remind her of her greatness. Why? That's what I do. I'm a peak performance guy. You having a problem? I don't have problems. So why you got one? Well, everybody got problems. Now, we all got situations that comes up, and then we just override them with our solutions. So every problem has a solution. So immerse your brain in a solution. What is the solution? The solution is those four numbers that's in the inner. Notice the four numbers is inside the circle, and the other numbers are outside the circle. That's called innateism, because the attributes and characteristics are innate. They're inside. So your job is to go inside. See, right now you're spending too much time outside. So your constitution is inside. So your constitution, you are the custodian of certain energy principles. So the next series we're going to break down, we're going even further. See, right now this is kind of like the introduction to the next series, because I'm going to demystify cosmology, because I'm going to show you something that you've never seen that's way deeper than what we're talking about today. Today, we're just breaking it down to give you an introduction. So then the next series, we're going to go a little bit further to establish your constitution, which is basically how cosmology works, which is what? The entire solar system is a living being. Let me say that again. The entire solar system that we live in is a living being that has seven, just like we do, chakra systems. We call them planets. Now, there's more than seven, but the primary planets of our solar system make up the chakra system of this living being, if we want to use that word, that we call God, who inhabits planets and has a sun or a solar plex. So the sun is the solar plex of God. Now, you got a solar plex, you got a navel. You got seven chakra systems, so you are a mini version of a bigger version. You are the micro of the macro. So in the new series, we're going to break down the hidden ontology and history of mankind and planet Earth, or the solar system that planet Earth is in. Why would we do that? Why would we spend 7 hours breaking that down? That gives you more power. Why and how? That gives you a deeper understanding. Once you understanding that you are a blood vessel, a blood cell, or a neuron inside of the brain or the body of Christ. Remember, there are many members, but there are one body. We are all members inside of the body of Christ. Once you understand that, see, right now you got cells inside of your body. You got neurons inside, but you don't know that you are a cell inside of a bigger body. You don't know that you are a neuron inside of a bigger body. See, you are a cell, and you don't want to be a cancer cell in the body of Christ, a rogue cell doing your own thing. You want to be a cell that's in harmony with other cells, that establishes cell-to-cell communication, which is what I'm doing, establishing the kingdom of God on earth. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is a mental disposition of God. So God has a thought in his head. And what I am doing is I'm aligning my mind with God's design. So therefore, I can carry out God's will inside of his body. The same way my cells and my neurons are carrying out my desire inside of my body. And each cell, guess what? Have you ever looked inside of a cell, one cell? Go to Google and just type in human cell. And look in, I've already done many shows. I wrote a whole book on one human cell. It's called Christian. So when you look inside of a human cell, click on images, you're going to see all of the ingredients, if you want to use that term, ingredients, inside of the cell. You're going to see the nucleus. You're going to see the nuclear membrane. You're going to see chromosome. You're going to see the mitochondria. You're going to see the cytoplasm. You're going to see the ribosomes. You're going to see the cell membrane. You're going to see the ganglia. You're going to see all of this, and each one of those attributes and characteristics inside of the cell, they got things inside of their cell. You can go in and you can type in the word cellular nucleus and then look at what's inside of the nucleus. And you can do this to infinity and beyond. In other words, this is vortex mathematics. It can go on and on and on and on and on to infinity. All you got to do, my brothers and sisters, is over and understand your true God-ordained power. Inside of the nucleus of every cell is just another cell and another cell and another cell and another cell. This is you are a holographic image. You are a mini version of a bigger version. Once you understand that, you got dunamis power. There ain't no devil that you can't walk through, because you know there ain't nothing that is bigger than you, because you are a part of the whole. That is your mental disposition. That is your constitution. So when a problem shows up in your life, you remind yourself that you are a mini version of a bigger version. You are an individual expression of God on earth. With that disposition, there's no such thing as poverty. There's no such thing as sickness. There's no such thing as ignorance. And there's no such thing as bad relationships. You got to remember that the same attributes that God got, you got. What are those attributes? He's all knowing. He's our power. He's our presence. He's all simple, and he's all loving. So my brothers and my sisters, make sure that you write your own constitution of success based upon the innate attributes and characteristics that was given to you by God. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. May source code, who got a name that written on the side that nobody can pronounce. May the Ruach and the Numa, may the S-O-N and S-U-N give you the S-U-M. So that way you can be led and it can guide you into all truth, because it would never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
It's like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters, been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters, taking all your bread, outworking you.
Can't believe that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true, everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mine is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand. Until I go, why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out their mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, a mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, a mimic of the throne.
watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up